With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A culture war clash at the Supreme Court, where the Biden administration is challenging a Tennessee law that bans transgender medical procedures on kids. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports that the conservative judges seem skeptical of the Biden administration's argument.
After about 2 hours of arguments in the courtroom, it sounded like at least five conservative justices were ready to uphold the Tennessee law against the challenge from the Biden administration, as well as families of some transgender youth in Tennessee.
A decision in the case isn't expected until next summer. Also at SRNnews.com, the Fulton County District Attorney's Office is ordered to turn over documents from its 2020 election interference case. The DA has 5 business days to turn it over to a conservative nonprofit that requested it. The actual case in Georgia is on hold as Court of Appeals decides whether Fani Willis can still take part in the proceedings because of a relationship with a former special prosecutor. A new study indicates the Green Revolution is about to leave behind a colossal junk pile. Bob Agnew has more.
Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute says there's something you might not realize about the components used for clean energy.
They only last 10 or 20 years.
And they're not recycled, which means a green energy dump site may be coming to a neighborhood near you soon.
Solar panels, the wind turbine blades, lithium batteries.
And when it comes to impacting the environment.
Then there's the issue of land area, which just blew my mind.
Edwards says President Biden plans to cover 700,000 acres of federal lands with solar panels across 11 states. Bob Agnew reports.
New Year celebrations in New York City parks will be different this year because of the ongoing drought. Annual fireworks shows in Central Park are canceled. This is SRN News. Toronto celebrates Christianity.
In a move that is unusual for any major city in the West these days, lawmakers in Toronto have declared December to be Christian Heritage Month. The resolution notes that Christianity is the most prominent religion in Canada, with God being mentioned in the first sentence of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Toronto was once known as the City of Churches, with nearly 100 of them within city limits just before the turn of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The queer trans agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captains' armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month. Sam Morsi of Ipswich says he won't wear it. He's a practicing Muslim. He said he made a decision due to his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Gooey opted to wear the rainbow armband, but he added the phrase, "I love Jesus," to it for a match against Newcastle. This is SRN News. Tech and AI send the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 Index soaring to new records. We hear more on the story from Seth Sutel from New York.
Stocks rose to more records after tech companies talked up how much they're benefiting from the boom in artificial intelligence. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Wednesday. The index closed at an all-time high for the 56th time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 308 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.3% to its record. Salesforce jumped 11%. The business software company highlighted its artificial intelligence offering and reported revenue that beat forecasts. Marvell Technology soared 23%. The semiconductor company said it's seeing strong demand from AI and gave a better-than-expected forecast. Seth Sutel, New York.
Chipotle raising prices to combat inflation. More details at srnnews.com.